Beloved, on tonight, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our weekly Bible study on Wednesday night. We're located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We invite you to peruse it, partake in all that has been released there by way of the Holy Spirit. We invite you to join us in our evangelism course that is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. via conference call, the same number. That's 712-770-4160. Access code 139949#. We also invite you to download our church app from your Google Play Store, or Apple Store, to your mobile devices, tablets. It's free, no charge to you. As we move forth in this service on tonight, Bishop, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you for this time in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, for a rainbow word that comes from eternity into time, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you use your vessel, Apostle Asia Hurd, on tonight. Lord God, that she speak your very words, Lord God. Lord, we ask that the word will fall on good grounds to those that are on the line to adhere to what is being said, to what thus says the Lord, Father. Father, we ask that that word not just be in our hearing, but it be in our doing, in our active life, Father God. Father, right now we bind any distractions, anything that may come to try to pluck the very word that is dropped upon our hearts on today, Lord God. We thank you once again, Lord God, that we can be doing anything on this Wednesday night. But we thank you, Lord, that we have the mind to be able to sit and dine with you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, beloved, on tonight, amen, hallelujah. We give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. It's just an honor to be in his presence, hallelujah, to be able to congregate with the saints, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, just bringing glory to his name as we're moving in obedience to his word, hallelujah, amen, for he says, forsake not the assembly, hallelujah. So tonight, we are not forsaking the assembly. We're assembling via conference call, sanctuary, amen, hallelujah. So I'm going to ask tonight that those of you, amen, that are on the line tonight, hallelujah, on the conference sanctuary, I'm going to ask that you mute your phones if you have noise in your background, amen, that we can respect the presence of God, amen, hallelujah, even as it is coming forth, amen, hallelujah, as the Holy Spirit, his word is coming forth, as the Holy Spirit is using our very own Apostle Hurd, that's myself, amen? So we actually bless God for that. Hallelujah. Mute your phones if you can. Amen, hallelujah, that this way there'll be no disturbance. Amen, hallelujah. Beloved, on tonight, my God, hallelujah. I'm pressed, amen, in the spirit that we go to 2 Kings, chapter 5, that's where we're coming from tonight. So those of you that have your Bibles, amen, turn to 2 Kings chapter 5. Amen, hallelujah. When you get it, say amen. 2 Kings chapter 5. And Bishop, I'm going to ask for you to read for me tonight, if you don't mind.
Amen.
Praise God. 2 Kings 5, beloved. 2 Kings 5. We want to hear what thus says the Lord, amen, concerning these scriptures. And this text here, we have a few characters, amen, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit is revealing to us. And we want to be able to envision these characters and receive the revelation, amen, that is coming forth through this text, amen. And that's 2 Kings chapter 5. Bishop, I'm going to ask that you begin to read at verse 1.
Amen. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 1, and it reads, Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Verse 2, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maiden, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king, verse 5.
We're going to stop at 4 for now. Amen. And so, beloved, in this text here, amen, we're going to see a few things in this text. We're going to see conversion. We're going to see monotheism. Amen. Where Naaman discovers that there is but one God. Hallelujah. Knowing that he is, he serves a pagan king. He himself is a heathen. Amen. There in Syria. And you will find that being in Syria, you know, they serve different gods there. Amen. Let's see what gods they serve in Syria. In Syria, they serve Rimmon, R-I-M-M-O-N. That was a Syrian cult image and temple. In Syria, this deity was known as Bel, the Lord par excellence. In Assyria, this deity is known as Ramanu, the thunderer. Okay, so they serve many gods in Syria, but this one here is Ramon, amen. And so he's going to discover, amen, that there's only one true and living God, amen. Naaman's going to discover that in this text, in the power of God's word, amen. He's going to discover that in the danger of covetousness and rebellion, amen. And we're going to see that through the character Gehazi, who is the servant of the prophet Elisha. Now, Elisha is the prophet that served Elijah, and he received a double portion of Elijah's anointing, and he also received his mantle. Amen. And so you know that with the double portion of the anointing also came double judgment. And how do we know this? Because when Elijah, amen, spoke to the children of Israel, amen, when Ahab was king, concerning their sin and that there will be no more rain in the land or dew, amen, upon the ground, amen, until his word. That famine and that drought lasted 3.5 years. But under Elisha being prophet, amen, there was a famine in the land, and that famine was double. The judgment was double. It lasted 7 years. And so now we're looking at the works of Elisha. Amen. Hallelujah. And how God used him mightily. And we want to also take a look at his character. Amen. In this text. And hallelujah. And how he portrays himself as a holy man of God. But the first verse speaks of now Naaman, the captain of the host of king of Syria. And so he's serving the king of Syria, and the Bible here describes him as being honorable, a man of valor, that he was a great deliverer, that God had given him favor, amen. And even though he is a pagan king, amen, God is sovereign in his rule over all nations. Nothing is happening without God allowing it, amen. And so we're going to see this throughout this text, amen. God is Lord of all, hallelujah, Jesus. And even though they served other gods, it doesn't stop God from being sovereign in his rule, amen, because we know that these idols are not even gods at all. Man form something with his hand, and man calls it their God. Amen. And so we're going to see here, verse 2 says, and the Syrian had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel in a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. So there was a little handmaiden, amen, that was the servant of Naaman's wife, hallelujah, and she was of the tribe of, she was of the people of Israel, of the land of Israel. And the text here, the Holy Spirit did not reveal her name, amen, but he reveals her character. Amen. She's the type of young lady that even though she's in exile, even though she has been taken away from her family, even though she's a slave in Syria, amen, she is still walking, amen, hallelujah, according to how she was raised, according to the word of God, because she shows compassion, amen, and concern for the health and the spiritual life of her, the woman that she's serving, husband, amen, of her master, which is Naaman, because she's his servant, she's his wife's servant. And so you will find that in this text that, hallelujah, we ought to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit. Everything that we do, whether you bond, whether you free, whatever you are, we ought to be working highly unto the Lord. Everything that we do, amen, we are doing it unto God, amen. And so we don't have to be nasty, amen, or disobedient or rebellious, amen, if we consider ourselves, amen, a servant of God, amen, a Christian, or should I say a Christian, amen. She demonstrated such an excellent behavior, amen. The maiden is in exile despite her captivity. She is not bitter or unhelpful. She shares what she knows about the Lord and the prophet out of concern for Naaman and her mistress, and she desires to see God's glory magnified, amen. She acts like Daniel, Mordecai, Ezra, Nehemiah, and other exiles who care for the spiritual and physical well-being of their conquerors. Amen. So there is no excuse for those of us that are in Christ. Hallelujah. We are called to a higher standard wherever it is that you find yourself, whatever the situation, the circumstance may be, the troubles in life. Amen. Even when you're in a good place, hallelujah, we ought to continue to walk in this character. Amen. And number 4 says, verse 4 says, and one went in and told his lord, that one that went in is Naaman, and Naaman is speaking to the king of Syria, and Naaman just wants to be healed. Amen. Let us look at this. The Bible is telling us here that Naaman is a leper. Amen. And I want us to look at leprosy for a minute, that you understand what type of infectious disease he had. Amen. Leprosy is an infectious disease that damages the skin and the nervous system. There are 6 different circumstances under which the Bible shows us that leprosy might develop without any apparent cause. Let us turn to Leviticus 13. 2-8. Amen. I'm going to ask that someone read it. It can come without any apparent cause. It's apparent. It can come as a reappearance from an inflammation. That's from swelling. It could come on the head or chin in white polished spots and at the back or in front of the head. Amen. So let us turn to Leviticus 13:2-8 that you can see. Amen. You will find that in Leviticus, amen, God dealt with everything concerning the nation of Israel. Amen. Especially when he gave them the law. He caused for them to be a nation. When prior to them receiving the law, they was just the people. Anyone have Leviticus 13:2-8?
Amen. When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. Verse 3, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in the sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. Leviticus 13 in verse 4, it reads, if the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him who has the plague 7 days. Verse 5, and the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 more days. And the priest, verse 6, shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he has been seen of the priest for his cleansing. He shall be seen of the priest again. Last verse, verse 8. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. Amen.
Okay, amen, amen. And so we see how the Bible is governing even the health of the children of Israel. Amen. And so someone that is examined the way Bishop had read it, amen, hallelujah, through Leviticus, and if they are examined by the priest and it is determined that they have leprosy, they are isolated or quarantined away from everyone else, amen, because this is an infectious disease that they consider to be contagious. And I believe because Naaman was still working for the king as the captain of the host that his condition wasn't that bad because he was not being quarantined, but I'm sure it was a problem for him because we see here in verse 3 and verse 4 that he is seeking a healing. And so in verse 4 says, and one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. So Naaman is speaking to the king of Syria, and he's telling him what the maid of Israel has said. This maid of Israel, hallelujah, is giving Naaman, amen, information that he can be healed and that he will come to know God as a healer. Amen, hallelujah, because he is worshiping these false gods in Syria, amen, and there is no healing for him there. And verse 5 says, and the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he, Naaman, departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. Amen. So, beloved, I want us to look at Naaman for 1 minute. Amen. Hallelujah. That we can see how the Bible is categorizing him or speaking of his character, amen. Naaman is introduced as a great man who struggles to overcome a physical affliction. He is successful in his military career, for he commands Syria's army, a unit that allows Damascus to dominate the region. His king duly praises him for his work. He exhibits courage. Only one issue mars his life, and that is that he is a leper. Amen. And so it says that he went before the king, right? And so what does the king do? The king sends him, amen. Let us read 6. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, okay, so let us go back to Syria's king, amen. Syria's king acts the only way he knows. And that is like a king, amen. He writes a letter of introduction and demand. He loads Naaman down with gifts and sends his commander off to be healed. He does not know that true prophets do not work for money, nor are they paid by the king, nor does the king have authority over them. Thus sending Naaman to Israel king does Naaman no good. Amen. So, beloved, a king acts like a king. The king is not the prophet. The king did not have the anointing to heal. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you find here, hallelujah, that Naaman, this king of Syria, hallelujah, acts as if only a king can do. Amen. And so we are all moving and living and acting within the grace or the knowledge of the Son of God that we have. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not going beyond that scope into revelation. Amen. Is given unto us. Amen. To increase us. Amen. Or the anointing is given unto us. Amen. To increase us. Hallelujah. That we can do more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so you will find, amen, that in the Bible, the prophets were the prophets, and the king was the king, and the priest was the priest. Amen. And they all had duties to do. They knew what their blueprint was. Amen. Hallelujah. They knew what it is that God would have for them to do. And so we're going to look at 6, and it says, and he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto you, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may recover him of his leprosy. Amen. What would you do if another king sent you a letter? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to tell you, leaders speak to leaders and kings speak to kings. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why would the king of Syria send a letter to the prophet when the prophet is a subject of another king's kingdom? Amen. Hallelujah. So king speaks to kings and leaders speak to leaders. Amen. My God. And so what I love about this here is that Israel king certainly understands the futility of the letter. Amen. A king speaking to another king. He know he is no healer. He too thinks like a king. He suspects that Syria is looking for an excuse to renew old hostilities. So he thinks that the king of Syria is trying to pick a war with him. He has no idea that deep personal pain, which is Naaman's illness, and a child, amen, which is the servant of Naaman's wife, pure motives have caused this trip. Amen. The maiden being concerned about her mistress' husband, spiritual and physical condition. Amen. So now let us see how the king of Israel responded. Verse 7 says, and it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes, acted as the king would act, and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me. Amen. And so we read this already. Amen. The king thinks that the king of Syria is seeking a quarrel with him. The king speaks wisely when he says, who am I? Can I give life and can I kill? Amen. Can I heal this man of his leprosy? I'm the king of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows, amen, that he's not anointed for this. Amen. And he didn't even think of the prophet that is in his land. The king is thinking like a king. I will want to say he's almost in his flesh, hallelujah, that he's not thinking spiritual, hallelujah, because he has to know that Elisha is in his land, amen. 8 says, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, wherefore have you rent your clothes? Amen. This is the prophet speaking, power to speaking truth to power. Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. And when Elisha is saying that he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel, what he's really saying is that he shall know, amen, that there is a God in Israel. Amen. A God that heals. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, this is how we ought to be proclaiming Christ. Amen. We are empowered by way of the Holy Spirit to be a witness. Amen. Naaman is about to be offered salvation. Hallelujah. My God, he's about to come to know the power of the true and living God. Hallelujah. Those of us that believe in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, amen, we know the power of God. We know it because we believed on the cross and it transformed our life. Amen. We received a new heart. Amen. Through the reading of the word and the meditating on the word was our mind transformed. When our mind transformed and was spiritualized, amen, it graced us to obey the word of God. It changed our very character and our behavior. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, to come as we are. So it was fine for Naaman to come before the prophet the way he was. Naaman doesn't even know, amen, hallelujah, that at this healing, amen, that he's going to be converted, amen, hallelujah, amen. And, beloved, we ought to consider these things when we evangelizing, for the Bible has given us a great commission through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that everyone that believes, everyone that believes, hallelujah, it doesn't matter if you're a proselyte or if you've been saved for 20 years, 10 years, 8 years, amen. Everyone that believes, that great commission says that we ought to be a witness unto Christ, preaching the gospel unto the sin, sick, dying world, amen. And the Bible promises us that the signs will follow us, amen. Signs will follow, that we will heal the sick, that we will cast out demons, that if we eat any poisonous thing, then nothing will harm us. Amen. You'll find that at the end of Mark 16. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I share these things with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we encounter people of different religions. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not just talk but power. Hallelujah. The same power that Elisha and Elijah and the other prophets had today, do those of us that believe have, because the Spirit of the living God has rested upon us, and he has anointed us for this purpose, amen. So, hallelujah, sometimes healing someone, even before they believe, through the power of God, speaking words of healing or preaching words of healing, amen, hallelujah, will cause for them to believe, amen, hallelujah. We have to be bold, amen, hallelujah. And those of us that are saved, amen, that are Christians, we have to believe this word. We have to believe the power in the gospel. We can't sit down and be mute, not go forth, amen. I wonder, hallelujah, who really has the Holy Ghost, amen, when the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit empowers you to be a witness, amen. Is there not a burning desire to tell of Jesus Christ and his goodness? Is there not a burning desire to tell, hallelujah, that you was once lost and now you found, amen? Is it not a burning desire? And so you see here, amen, listen, this is just getting back to the simplicity of the gospel, because, listen, you can't get saved on a prosperity message, amen. You can't get saved, and prosperity is more than money. We can't get saved on a money message. Amen. The preaching of the gospel comes, the salvation comes through the preaching of the gospel. Listen, the salvation is not coming through works. You're not getting it that way. And we can't tell people that are not saved that they are privy to kingdom privileges when the kingdom privileges is privy to them believing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So verse 8, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, wherefore have you rent your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Naaman had a whole entourage. Naaman had a whole entourage. Naaman, hallelujah. Listen, hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Even the rich need Jesus. Hallelujah.
even the rich need this salvation. Amen. No one is exempt. I don't care if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're black, if you're white, if you're Asian, if you're Indian. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever your cultural background may be. Amen. Everyone is in need of this Savior. Amen. And the Bible tells us that there is one way to God, and that way is through Jesus. There is no other way. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, and Elisha sent a message unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times. Your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean. Hallelujah. So here Naaman, amen, hallelujah, he's the captain of the host, this mighty man of valor. He's coming with the whole entourage, chariots and horses and servants. Elisha doesn't even come outside. Hallelujah. Elisha's not moved, amen, by his notoriety. Amen. He has notoriety, but hallelujah, he's a leper, my God, in need of a Savior, in need of a healing. The prophet is not moved by any of this. Elisha pronounces, I don't want to go into that, where he pronounces the strict judgment, amen. Let us look at how Elisha views Naaman's presence. Amen. As an opportunity to prove there is a real prophet in Israel, which is the same as saying there is a real God in Israel, like the servant girl, amen, he decides to use this difficult situation to help Naaman. His attitude also helps the king of Israel. Amen. And so the king of Israel is in distress. He rents his clothes because he knows that he himself does not have an anointing to heal. Amen. But Elisha, who is the prophet in the land, amen, he alleviates this problem. Amen. Since Elisha intends to show Naaman that while the monarch does not heal, someone in Israel can cure him. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, don't sit down on your gifts. Step out on faith. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Syrian arrives with his impressive entourage, the prophet does not come to meet him. Instead, he sends a messenger to instruct him to wash 7 times in the Jordan if he wants to be healed. Elisha demonstrates that he was not a wonder worker who expected payment, or else indicating he wished no political involvement with Syria, deliberately testing Naaman's faith. Listen, when we want something from God, our faith is being tested. The word of God comes forth. And those of us that have come to the knowledge of the Son of God, being Jesus the Christ, we know that he is the living word and that God does everything by his word. Amen. He said he sends his word out. His word accomplishes the very thing that he sent it to do, and that his word does not come back to him void. Amen. Mm-hmm. Beloved, we have to start putting our faith in the word of God. That's where our provision is coming from. For all of our needs are being met according to God's riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and he is the living word. His ministry in the earth, he was the word wrapped in flesh, the Logos. Amen. This is a great test. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a great test of humble faith, and one that Naaman understandably misinterprets as an insult. National pride and personal expectations of a spectacular magical display led the commander to stomp away in rage. Amen. Let us take a look at what takes place with Naaman. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us read verse 11. Verse 11 says, but Naaman was wroth, went away, and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people want something spectacular. Amen. A catalytic event. Amen. But God is near you even in your mouth. Hallelujah. if you would just open up your mouth and bless him and praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Mm-hmm. He is near you even in your mouth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I tell you, when we speak to God, when we ask of God, amen, and when we believe that we have received, those that really know that they have the victory, they praise. Hallelujah, Jesus, my mm-hmm. God. Hallelujah. Because who asks of anything, hallelujah, and receives it in their heart, hallelujah, in their spirit, my God, hallelujah, and then they just don't show no gratefulness at all, hallelujah. We are the church. We are the just. We walk by faith, hallelujah. We do not walk by sight, hallelujah, Jesus. And if you know anything about the spirit, amen, before it bursts, hallelujah, or manifests, my God, in the physical, it first must birth in the spiritual, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you ought to have sight beyond what you see with your eyes. Amen. Your spiritual senses ought to be activated. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Because if they're not, how are you walking by faith? My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ought to believe the impossible, the invisible, the intangible. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is walking by faith. If you can see it and you can hold it in your hand, hallelujah, that's not faith. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. And so I'm excited about this text, amen, because salvation is about to take place, amen, hallelujah. And these are the things that we ought to be excited about, because these are the things that God is excited about, hallelujah. The simplicity of the preached gospel, amen, the finished work at the cross, the crucified death and burial and the resurrection of Jesus. Faith in that brings about, hallelujah, transformation. It brings about salvation, eternal life, hallelujah. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. And we ought to stop telling the people, hallelujah. And there's nothing wrong with prosperity, amen, and debt cancellation, because God has done that for me, hallelujah. But there's so many today that are sin sick and dying. There's so many today, hallelujah, that is sitting in the church without the very character of God, hallelujah. They sit before the presence of God, hallelujah, and they treat it just like it's their own home, hallelujah. The house of God is not your home. The house of God is not your culture, hallelujah. Jesus, my God, it is the house of prayer, hallelujah. The house of God, my God, is a place, hallelujah, where you can come to worship your Lord and Savior, hallelujah. There was a time that in the sanctuary, you couldn't even chew gum, you couldn't drink, you couldn't eat in the sanctuary, you couldn't even hold a personal conversation, hallelujah, in the sanctuary, my God. If you were talking in the sanctuary, the usher will usher you out. Come on up and out. Go sit over there in the vestibule or something. There's no talking in the sanctuary. If you're going to sit in the sanctuary in between services, hallelujah, we were praying, hallelujah. We was meditating on God. Why? Because we had a, hallelujah, we had a respect and an awe and a reverence for his presence. That this space, this sanctuary that had the altar of God that we had set apart and anointed, amen, for his service, that we, the church, can come together and congregate and bless his name and minister unto him, hallelujah. We respected that space, hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And we have to get back to respecting the things of God. Don't come into the house of God and treat it like it's your own house, because it is not your house. Don't treat God like you would treat your mother, and don't treat your spiritual parents like you would treat your own family, hallelujah. You ought to hold them in high regard. We have to press for the mark of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Beloved, the kingdom has order, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. We have to stop taking these things lightly, my God. Hallelujah. When Jesus saved, he saved from the guttermost to the utmost. Hallelujah. He saves well. Hallelujah, Jesus. When he does it well. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you find yourself, amen, still bound, I remember when Jesus, hallelujah, delivered, he would say, go in peace and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Amen. Don't open up yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. For the enemy to come back in. Amen. The Bible tells us when the demon is cast out is that he walks in dry places. They walk in dry places. But and then they come back and see the house swept clean. And they want to come back in. But if he comes back in, your condition will be seven times worse. You cannot continue to be entangled with the yoke of bondage. You got to stay free, beloved. Hallelujah. Get in the word of God and know what it is to walk into the liberty of the spirit. We have been called out of sin. And the very thing that we've been called out of, we ought not to go back into. Amen? So Naaman, amen, who was a heathen, amen, of the captain of the host of the king of Syria, hallelujah. He has an attitude now. He has an attitude because, hallelujah, the prophet didn't show him the notoriety he believed that he deserved. Amen. Listen, we are not the harlot. Amen. Those of us in leadership, we are not the harlot. Hallelujah. And we are not performers. And this is not entertainment. And the altar is not a stage. And it's not a show. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. We are held accountable, amen, to the Most High God, hallelujah, in everything that we do, whether it is preaching the gospel that souls may be saved, healing the sick, amen, casting out demons, all of that is for the glory of God. All of that is the grace of God working in our lives, amen, or through us, amen, as we surrender to his spirit that he may get the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wants to get the glory out of your living. He wants to get the glory out of your life. But we have to get in the word of God to know what that means. I remember when I first was going forth, hallelujah, there was a bishop in Queens. Amen. God was using me mightily. And he said, don't you preach until you get the blueprint. I said, the blueprint? He said, yeah, don't you preach until you get the blueprint. I obeyed him too. I didn't take another speaking engagement. I got in that word until God spoke to me. I pressed into the spirit. I needed to know the blueprint. Hallelujah, Lord. Show me what it is. Amen. And it came right through the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I need the blueprint. Hallelujah. I need to know what is it, because all you want to do is work the very work that God has given you. That even if he puts you up under a ministry to serve a leader, even as Elisha served Elijah, and Gehazi is serving Elisha. We're going to see, hallelujah, in this text, what it is to be a wicked servant. Even though Elisha was an honorable servant unto Elijah, he wound up with a wicked servant serving him. Amen? Someone dishonorable. My God. So, beloved, let's just read 12. Are not Abana and Phapara rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. This was Naaman's response. See, Naaman was a heathen. How would he know to value the word of God? For those of us that are in Christ and we have been changed, my God, I'm talking about saved, delivered, healed, made free by the power of the word of God. We ought to know how to honor the word of God. Hallelujah. We ought to know, my God, hallelujah, that where his word is, he is present, my God. For the Bible says in Genesis, amen, with Adam and Eve, that it was his voice print, the word of God, the voice of God that walked with them in the garden in the cool of the day. We ought to honor God's voice, because where his word is, he is. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is present. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. He's not far off. He's near us. Hallelujah. My God. So, amen. Hallelujah. He's bragging on. Hallelujah. Those rivers. Amen. Hallelujah. In Damascus. Amen. Nice, clear, crystal water. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's saying, why should I wash in this muddy, dirty Jordan? Amen. Hallelujah. The rivers in Damascus didn't have an anointing. Hallelujah. When the prophet spoke the word, hallelujah, I believe the word of God went and stirred the waters. Hallelujah. Because God's word does not return unto him void. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. So I don't care if I had to wash in a dirty Jordan if it was muddy, as long as the anointing was there, hallelujah, because it is the anointing that destroys the yoke, my God, hallelujah. But Naaman's going to come to know that, hallelujah. And I want you all to see how Naaman, a man of notoriety, full of pride, amen, hallelujah, because he believes that he's this great thing, and he walks with an entourage, hallelujah. I want you to see how his servants served him and how his servants dealt with him, amen, hallelujah. They knew that he was prideful, amen, in his conversation and in his way, but they appealed to him and they reasoned with him, amen, hallelujah, my God. It was the servant girl, amen, that went through his wife. And the wife, hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And the wife spoke to the husband, amen, amen, concerning the healing, amen. And now we're going to see that another servant, amen, hallelujah. Listen, he's mighty in battle. This Naaman was, amen, the Bible says so, that he was a mighty man of valor, amen. But his servants, hallelujah, Jesus, reasoned with him, amen, and pointed him in the right direction, amen, because Naaman does not have spiritual sense, amen. He does not have wisdom of the spirit, amen. And you see here in verse 13, it says, and his servants came near and spoke unto him and said, my father, amen. This is how we ought to deal with those that we are serving, those that we are up under, amen. And listen, humility doesn't hurt, hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with asking a question, but there's a way to ask a question, hallelujah. My God, praise God. He is serving. He said, hallelujah. And his servant came, spoke unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? Amen. Listen, the doctor preached gospel is a stumbling block to many. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Because it's a simple thing. A man that hangs on a tree. Hallelujah. The Jews saw that as a curse. Amen. The Gentiles saw it as foolishness. The Greek. Amen. Hallelujah. But to us that believe, it is the power of God. To us that believe, it is the power of God. Let us not stumble. Hallelujah. Let us not stumble at the word, at the power of the word. Let us not stumble, hallelujah. Let us get back into that place of faith, believing, my God, hallelujah. It's time to believe the word again, hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to entrust in God again. It's time to know that he is mighty, hallelujah. He has not lost his power. He's still sovereign in his rule. Amen. Whatever it is that you may be standing in need of, God is not only able, he is willing. Hallelujah. He's willing. He's the father of life to give good gifts to his children without any shadow of turning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. In verse 13 says, and his servants came near and spoke unto him and said, we read that pertaining to this great thing. How much rather, he said to you, wash and be clean. Verse 14, then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Beloved, you got to know what God is saying in this hour, in this season of your life, that you can obey. Hallelujah, Jesus. You want your steps ordered by the Lord? Get in his presence. Hallelujah. This is not the time, hallelujah, when God just spoke to Moses and the prophets. Hallelujah. Listen, 7 days a week, my God, if you congregating on Sunday and then on Friday, on Sunday night, hallelujah, but you have to have a relationship with God all throughout the week, hallelujah. He has poured out his spirit upon all flesh, my God. There is a word from the Lord. There's not a famine of the word of God, hallelujah. He is not the even in your mouth, hallelujah, my God. So here we find that after Naaman had a fit, amen, a prideful fit because he wanted to be some grandiose thing. Amen. The simplicity of obeying God, walking in obedience to what it is that the prophet spoke. Amen. Dipped himself seven times. And there was nothing spectacular about the number seven other than Salvation, amen, is complete. Hallelujah. What Jesus Christ did at the cross is complete. You don't have to add nothing to it or anything. Amen. I'm going to tell you something about, hallelujah, Jesus, this river, hallelujah. What river is this? The River Jordan, amen. It was a type Calvary, hallelujah. It was a when we are being washed by the blood of Jesus. The blood does a perfect work, amen. This River Jordan was a type Calvary, hallelujah, Jesus. There's no way you could believe on the cross and not be clean, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is the good news, hallelujah. This is the good news, my God. We bring you the good news tonight. We bring you good tidings tonight, hallelujah, that you know how complete the work of God is. Amen, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let us look at verse 15, and it says, and he turned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray you take a blessing of your servant. Amen. He wanted to give Elisha an offering. Amen. I know that prophets has taken offerings before. I even know that within the word of God that Elisha has taken an offering before. But since that Jordan River was a tight Calvary, hallelujah, and salvation is taking place here, hallelujah, and you see that it says here, hallelujah, that Naaman has made a confession, my God. And he returned to the man of God and all his company and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know. Listen, you got to get a knowing, beloved. Hallelujah. You got to come to know him for yourself. Naaman got his knowing. He says, now I know that there is no God, that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. What he's saying is that, oh, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. And this is a revelation that we all have to come to. Amen. God is sending us out to be a witness that the sin, sick, dying world, just like Naaman, hallelujah, that they can come to know him for themselves. Amen. And so, beloved, hallelujah, let us know. What I want you to know is how serious it is for you to be a true witness. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone can be a witness, my God. Hallelujah. Mary Magdalene went about and she was a witness really quick. Hallelujah. And all she said, come see a man that told me everything about myself. Amen. Is he not the Messiah? Hallelujah, Jesus. And they came to see about Jesus, amen, and they saw for themselves, hallelujah, they said, we didn't just believe on your report, but we came to see for ourselves, and we too believe, amen. So, beloved, we have here, amen, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel now, therefore, I pray you take a blessing of your servant. You cannot pay for salvation. Salvation is free. Salvation is not by works, but many people are trying to get it by works, even some of the church, hallelujah. My God, listen, it's time to repent, do your first works over again. Let's just faith this thing, F-A-I-T-H. I didn't say fake, I said faith it, amen. That's the only way it's going to happen. We have to faith this thing, amen, hallelujah. It's not coming by our works. There's going to be people that work, amen, on judgment day, and he's going to say, you workers of iniquity, I know you're not. Hallelujah, beloved. We have to come in by way of the door, by way of faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, come into the knowledge of the Son of God and the full provision of the economy. Amen. Hallelujah. And the resources of heaven. Amen. Mm-hmm. Come to know him for yourself, beloved. Get in the word. Get in study. Get in prayer. Hallelujah. Forsake the assembly. Amen. Obey the fullness of the word. Hallelujah. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray you, be given to your servant 2 mules burden of herb, for your servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. Naaman is serious about this thing. He says, I know that there's no other God anywhere. Hallelujah. He has denounced Baal, my God. But the God of Israel, amen. And then he says that he will not sacrifice to any other God but the God of Israel, amen. And 18 says, in this thing the Lord, and listen, it has to be all of nothing. Hallelujah. God wants a total surrender. Amen. God, we can't make nothing else our God. We can't put nothing first. God don't want nothing before him. He wants to be first. Hallelujah. This is what Naaman is doing, my God. Naaman, the heathen, Syrian, captain of the host of the king's army, came to know God for himself through a miraculous healing just by washing in the muddy Jordan River. The anointed muddy Jordan River. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. And God doesn't ask much of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And anything he asks, he gives us the strength and the provision to do. He's the supply. He's the source, my God. Isn't that right? 18 says, in this thing the Lord pardons your servant, that when my master goes into the house of Ramon, and that's that that bell worship, to worship there, and he leans on my hand and bow myself in the house of Ramon. When I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon your servant in this thing. He's asking for forgiveness. He says, listen, I'm still serving this king. And when this king goes into that house, he takes me with him. And he kneels down on my hand, and I bow too. But I'm not bowing because I'm worshiping. I'm bowing him. I'm bowing because I'm still in service to the king. And he wants to know, can he be forgiven for this? Amen. And Elisha said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. He approved what he asked for. Amen. Hallelujah. And so now, beloved, let's look at verse 20. We almost done. And I believe that this is a very important part, amen, of the lesson. Amen. So now, this is the very thing that was spoken of by Jesus, amen, when he said unto the Pharisees and the scribes in the time of Elisha, amen, no one was healed in Israel from leprosy but Naaman, amen, and he sent Elijah to the widow, amen, amen, the Greek widow, amen, hallelujah, for her to sustain him. Why would God have to send his prophet outside of the land to be sustained by someone else, and why would he heal Naaman and not heal his own people? Because they were apostate. They was apostate. They done took something. They were serving the other gods in the land. Amen.
Right.
And one thing about the children of Israel, they never gave up serving God. They just wanted to serve God and do what they wanted to do too. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. God is very concise in his word, how we ought to live life, hallelujah, how we ought to worship, amen. You cannot offer up strange fire, strange offering, strange worship. He rejected Cain worship, amen, when Cain came and brought him that sacrifice. We have to get in the word of God. Jesus said that he told Mary Magdalene at the well, Mary wanted to know what was right. Because you Jews worship in the temple, and we worship in the mountain. Amen. Not only did Mary Magdalene and the Samaritans worship in the mountain, they worshiped the very mountain. There was five gods that they worshiped. Amen. And Jesus said that there will come a time, amen, that we will neither worship in the synagogue or in the mountain, but in spirit and truth, hallelujah. The only way that you could truly worship the true and living God is by way of total surrender to his spirit and adherence to his word. Amen. Spirit and truth worship. Amen. Your worship is truly your lifestyle of obedience. If you are in disobedience to the word of God, are you really worshiping him? Your worship is not just a hallelujah. It's not just a dance. It's not a scream. It's not a shout. Because you could be doing all of that and not obey the word of God, not surrender to his spirit. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice, says the word of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. So, beloved, on today, I'm appealing to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm appealing to you that we learn how to faith. this thing, amen, that we get back into our total surrender to the Spirit and our faith, being in His Word, the importance, amen, of guarding our gateways to our soul, amen, to our spirit, not letting in negativity, negative conversation, amen, or anything that's going to thwart you or beset you, amen, hallelujah. Guard your heart, hallelujah, my God, amen. Let your ears only hear good news. In your ears, you get to control what you listen to, amen. Let your ears hear good news, amen. And I pray that God anoint your ears tonight, that your ears will only hear good news, hallelujah. Good tidings, hallelujah. That which is spirit and life, the word that I give to you tonight, this word is spirit and life, hallelujah. I believe that there's something wrong when you can send a scripture, hallelujah, and people get mad at the scripture, my God. Something wrong with that. How can you get mad about the word of God? It's the truth, hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Is it not the truth? Hallelujah. Is not God speaking? Hallelujah. My God. The word of God is living and active. It penetrates. It separates bone and marrow, soul and spirit, and it judges the very thought and the intent and the attitude of our heart, hallelujah. My God, we're all subject to the word of God from the pulpit to the door, and it's judging our heart, hallelujah. Amen? So whether we're moving in self-deception or whether we're ignoring it, amen, I know it judges my heart, hallelujah. Amen. I know the word of God speaks to me. Amen.
I know that.
And I'm praying that it speaks to you and that you adhere to what it is saying to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Because this is how we press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. By hearing his word, he says, my sheep know my voice. My sheep. My sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you start getting mad at the word, I'm wondering, hold it. He said, my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. He said, they hear me and they follow only me. Hallelujah, my God. But the Bible tells us, amen, that those, hallelujah, in the world are blinded and blinded by the God, little G of this world, Satan, Lucifer, blinds them, amen, that they cannot hear the gospel. He makes them haters of the gospel. Ooh, Shabbat. Listen, we got to check ourselves when we don't want the word. We got to check, Shabbat. It's time to do the first works over again. Hallelujah. Well, you can't stand and get a scripture, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And know that it is the word of God. Every time a scripture come out, you just need to be concerned about it being spirit and life. This is spirit and life. Thank you for the gift of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is something that's going to keep me on the straight and narrow. Thank you, hallelujah. And whatever it is saying, either it applies or it don't, but we ought to be happy about it anyway. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
It is the word of God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, let us read. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we have here, amen. We're on Elisha refused the gift of Naaman. Why? Because salvation is free. I have refused some gift myself. Amen. I let people know, amen, when they're going to bless because a demon's been cast out or they've been healed. Hallelujah. I let them know that you can't pay for this. If you're given to the work of Jesus Christ for the furthering of the work, that's one thing. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you're given believing that you can pay for which you just received, you can't. It's free. Amen. We don't want to make the cross null and void. Amen. The gospel is free. The healing is free. The deliverance is free. Hallelujah. The cross, hallelujah. Jesus pays the price already, my God. And as we have received it free, we ought to give it free. Hallelujah. And so we have to be discerners and we have to know in what spirit is the gift being given. Because Elisha denied the gift, hallelujah. It pointed, hallelujah, Naaman to the Lord, hallelujah. It pointed him to God, hallelujah. All he could do was be grateful because he could not purchase it. Amen? He could not purchase it with his riches, my God, hallelujah. And we got to be mindful that people know that they cannot purchase the gift of God, hallelujah. Remember when Philip preached in Samaria, he preached into the witch got saved, amen, hallelujah. The witch Simon thought he was, so they thought, the people thought he was some great thing, but God sent him Philip alone, preached to the whole Samaria, signs and wonders and miracles. When the apostles heard that Samaria had received the gospel and believed, amen, they went there on the scene, hallelujah, and they began to lay hands on them that they could receive the Holy Ghost and fire, amen, because, hallelujah, Philip preached salvation, hallelujah, but the gift after salvation, Jesus is the gift that keep on giving. The Bible tells us that those of you that believe that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and it is the Holy Ghost and fire baptism that baptizes you into the body of Christ, and it empowers you to be a witness. Amen. Compels you, my God. I'm telling you, there's times when I want to shut my mouth and say nothing, and I can't hold my peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. A soldier. I can't hold it. I can't keep it to myself. Hallelujah. He didn't just save me for me, hallelujah, he saved me that others could get saved. That's why he commissioned us, hallelujah, to be a witness. He commissioned us, hallelujah. So the apostles went and they laid hands on them that they can receive the Holy Ghost and fire, amen. And the witch Simon said he wanted to pay to be able to have that power. Pay to be able to have that power. And Peter told him, hallelujah, Jesus. I believe he said something like you would die in your sins or something. Hallelujah. Something he said to Naaman, not to Naaman, to Simon. And Simon said, pray for me. Pray for me that this does not happen to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you can't pay for this thing. Amen.
That's right.
Once we believe, we follow the word of God in tithing, offering, seeding, first fruits. Amen. Hallelujah. And we do that by love and by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And obedience to his word. Hallelujah. But salvation is free. And we see that here. So Elisha rejects the gift. Amen. We have preached, amen, under the tent in Brooklyn. Amen. Hallelujah. And there was a discussion in the pulpit with me concerning how the offering was going. And I was back. I said, the offering. How are we going to split up the offering? I said, oh, we don't want the offering. We're here for the soul. Hallelujah, my God. I can't come into agreement with this. Because the moment I would have come into agreement with that foolery, the power of God would have been, it would have stopped the power of God. Amen? Because I was coming into agreement with the wrong thing. This is for salvation, for the soul to be saved. Hallelujah. My God. And even at the end of the service, because God moved mightily, when they tried to give me the offering, I said, oh, no. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, no, 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 no. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we have to know when and when not. Hallelujah. You have to have a discerning spirit. Amen. And that gift comes by way, amen, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gift of discernment. You got to be able to try every spirit by the Spirit. Amen. Listen, even though the witch believed, the witch only knew what he knew. Amen. So those of you that are proselytes in Christ, born of the Spirit, you babes in Christ. I've never known a babe to come out of the womb running. Hallelujah. If anybody ever birthed a child and they came out of the womb running, send me the video. Amen. A baby barely holds up his head, needs tender love and care. Amen. Need to be swaddled, need to be clean, need to be trained after holding his head. It may roll over and then begin to crawl and then begin to walk and then begin to run. Amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we have to be mindful of this. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to grow properly in the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, take your time. Jesus walked with his disciples for 3 years. Amen. 3 years he walked with his disciples. Amen. Before he ascended. Amen. And so, beloved, amen. Let us get the training. Get trained up. Hallelujah. Because mantles, hallelujah, you go to sons and daughters. And you see, Elisha had the mantle from Elijah, but he served the man of God. He served him until he was taken up and was no more. Hallelujah. He went up in the world whirlwind was taken up and was no more. We have to learn how to serve, to be committed, to be dedicated to the work of Jesus Christ that God lead us to sit up under. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so, beloved, we're going to move on. Amen. Hallelujah. To verse 20. Amen. Amen. It says, but Gehazi. Gehazi is the servant of Elisha the prophet. The servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman this Syrian, and not receiving at his hand that which he brought, but as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. Beloved, if your master turned down a gift, you shouldn't want the gift. If the person you serving under don't take the gift, how could you come into agreement with it? So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lightened down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master has sent me, saying, behold, even lying, my master sent me, lying on the prophet. Amen. The servant is speaking with a lying tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. Know those that labor amongst you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim. He had a whole lot. Two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray you, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bore them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house. He hid them and he let the men go, and they departed. Amen. So now let's look at Gehazi.
Mm-hmm.
Gehazi certainly thinks Elisha has been too lenient, right? But he focused on financial leniency and not spiritual leniency. Amen?
Amen?
He determines to get some of the goods this Syrian brought as a gift for Elisha. And this way he shows himself as greedy as Elisha is unaffected by the wealth. Amen? Beloved, we have to be disciplined. The downfall of most leaders, amen, whether you're a woman or a man, was either a woman or a man or money or just your plain old disobedience, amen, you not being disciplined. Hallelujah. These are things that you have to have in check. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
His greed contrasts the generosity shown by Naaman, who is the humble and charitable healed one who still wishes to reward his benefactor. Gehazi appears opportunistic and duplicitous. He's deceitful. He has deceitful and treacherous behavior, but yet he is sitting under the mand of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting under the mand of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Grasping at those outpouring of gratitude, which a principled Elisha has refused, when he catches up to Naaman, Gehazi lies to get silver and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a godly behavior? Then stashes the loot before he sees his master. Mm-hmm. Elisha confronts Gehazi by asking where he has been. Let us read that first. I want you all to see this in the scripture first before I read that part. Amen. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him, let us pass that because we got past that. Let us go to 24. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. 25 says, but he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, your servant went. He said, your servant went nowhither. He says, I went nowhere. Is that not another lie?
Yes.
And he said unto him, went not my heart with you when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto you and unto your seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Beloved, we don't want to die a leper. Hallelujah. This man was walking with the prophet that had double anointing. Hallelujah. But Elisha already knew this, because Elisha knew that when he sent Gehazi to do miracles that he had done, Gehazi couldn't do it. Not even with Elisha's staff. Amen. So when he catches up to Naaman, Gehazi lies to get silver and clothing, then stashes the loot before he sees his master. Elisha confronts Gehazi by asking where he has been. Once more, Gehazi lies, but this time he has lied to a man who knows he has lied. Don't think that the leaders that you are serving under don't know your heart. Hallelujah. God reveals. Out of your mouth speaks the issues of your heart. It's biblical. It's scripture. Hallelujah. It's scripture. You've been serving me, Gehazi. Amen. Don't think that I don't know you. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Beloved, we got to be mindful and forget about Elisha knowing him, but God knows. Nothing is hidden from God. His eye is on the sparrow. He's omnipresent. He's always watching. Do we not fear God? Hallelujah. And it says, after reminding Gehazi of this, of his special spirit, he rebukes him for accepting money for healing ministry, salvation, healing, and deliverance. Amen. It's for the glory of God. Amen. Then Elisha pronounces a strict judgment. Gehazi will inherit Naaman's leprosy, just as Naaman thinks has inherited Gehazi's faith. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Amen, beloved. This thing is serious. And this is, that right there is one case of spiritual leprosy. The second case of spiritual leprosy was in Numbers 12. Let us go to Numbers 12 really quick. Amen. Numbers 12, God is speaking to our heart. He wanted to sanctify ourselves into the gospel. He wanted to know that our temple is a true and living God. Listen, that's your body. It's your vessel. Don't let a lying spirit speak through you. Amen. What will cause for us to lie? Amen? Discern your own thoughts before they come out of your mouth. Judge your own actions by the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's turn to Numbers 12. Amen. I'm going to ask for anybody to have it to read Numbers 12. It's only 16 verses. We're going to really, really quick. I want you all to see the second spiritual leprosy. Amen. Well, this right here was the first one. I think that Gehazi was the second. God is intolerant, and the prophet speaks on behalf of God. God is intolerant of this foolishness. Amen. So sometimes things are being said and being done. Sometimes the leader asks a question, already knowing the answer, but wants to know where your heart is. Amen. The truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Amen. And I need you to read loudly, please, and clear.
Somebody read. All right, chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said,
so now you see, hold it right there. Miriam is Moses' sister. Amen. Aaron is Moses' brother. Amen. And Aaron is a priest. Miriam is a prophet. Amen. And they're mad at Moses. This is sibling rivalry here. Amen. Listen, this is going back in Moses' day. Don't think that in the church today that we're not going to have sibling rivalry, jealousy, envy, and all of that foolishness. Amen. But that's the work of the flesh. We need to pull our flesh up under the subjection of the Spirit. There's nothing new up under the sun. You're not doing nothing new. Amen. The Holy Spirit discerns these things and reveals these things. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not like you ain't seen. My God, isn't that right? It's time for us to get our heart right. We should not be walking in this manner. We the church. We're one body. Amen. Why would I envy the leg? And I'm the eye. Hallelujah. If I'm the eye, I want to see you. I don't have to walk, amen, as long as the leg is walking, doing its job, amen, hallelujah. I don't have to envy my arm. Isn't that right?
Amen.
What I'm going to do, more off my arm because I'm envying? Discredit my arm? Beloved, we got to get serious with this thing. This thing is serious. We got to love one another, amen, pray for one another, honor one another, as the Bible says that we should, amen. And so they upset about his Ethiopian wife. Now go ahead and read verse 2, woman of God.
And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it.
God is listening. Moses wasn't even privy to the conversation. They're talking about Moses behind his back. Hallelujah. And they're upset about his black wife, his Ethiopian wife, and they wanted, and they're also saying, hallelujah, okay, God speaks to Moses, but Miriam said, am I not a prophet? Is God not speaking to us too? Who is this Moses? Amen? But God is going to set it straight, beloved. Listen, there's order, rank, and protocol in the kingdom for a reason. Amen? Anything with more than one head is a beast. I'm telling you it's a beast. My God. Hallelujah. That is reasoning.
Now the man, Moses, was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Come out, you there, you three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Keep going. Okay.
Yeah.
And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house? With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall be behold. Wherefore then where? You not afraid to speak amongst my servant Moses?
Well, you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? God is telling Aaron and Miriam, amen, that, yeah, I speak to y'all in dreams and visions. You know, the word of God says it's the word of prophecy. But he said, well, Moses is not so. I speak to him mouth to mouth, face to face do I speak to Moses. What I unveil to him is with clarity and certainty. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. And so he's setting the order. God is setting his order. Even when he called Moses and Moses says, I'm slow of speech. And he said, well, take Aaron with you. And you will be to Aaron what I am to you. You are still going, Moses. He said, Moses, you still going. I called you. I chose you. I'm sending you. Amen. And if you think that you slow of speech and you think that you need somebody else, you will be to Aaron what I am to you. Uprising came all up and through Moses' congregation. This is one of the first moves, amen. There was others, hallelujah. But God was always watching, he was always hearing, and he always said it straight. Were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Amen. Hallelujah. I believe when the Bible says, touch not my prophet and do my anointed no harm, I believe that he's talking about all of the church, hallelujah. But we ought to esteem our leaders. Hallelujah. Let us continue to read.
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he said, departed. And the cloud departed from the tabernacle. The cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprosy, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprosy. And all Aaron said unto Moses, allies, my Lord, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech you. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people removed from Hazaroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran.
And beloved, even in all of that, I still want you to see the heart of the leader. Even in the midst of that, Moses still prayed for her. Amen. Moses still prayed for her healing. God does not want any of his people to perish. And the leader has to have that kind of heart, even when they're coming up against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Many times did Moses, amen, pray for the children of Israel's salvation, that God did not kindle his fire upon them and take them all out. Amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, there's no reason for us to be murmuring and complaining. We ought to be in submission to the order, rank, and protocol of the kingdom of God and the order that God has set in place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word is saying it all here. We have been instructed by the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith it. Amen. Eat it. Digest it. Amen. And live. And live. Obey it and live. Apply it and live. Honor it and live. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, amen, for your word, amen, that has come forth. We thank you for speaking to us on tonight, hallelujah. We thank you for the instruction and righteousness, oh God. And Lord, we also thank you for the grace, hallelujah, in the spirit and the life that has come through the word of God to sustain us, oh God, to empower us, oh God, in obedience to your word, to try us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and all the honor, oh God. We ask that you make your way plain unto us, oh God. We desire to obey you. We desire to obey you, oh God. If there's anything in us that is unlike you, oh God, pluck it up with all of its roots. Change every desire and appetite, hallelujah, from the pulpit to the door. We desire to bring glory to your name, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God is good, and the word of God is rich. We are accountable unto him. Amen. That's why he says, study the word to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing this word of truth. Hallelujah. We are accountable unto God, not even unto man. they were all accountable to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, beloved, on tonight, we want to hear from you tonight. Amen. We're going to do the altar call at the end. Amen. And we want to hear from you tonight. What did God speak to your heart? How did he minister to you? Any revelation that you would like to share concerning the message? God is a mighty God. Amen. He has given us so much in these books of the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. That we can stay on this straight, narrow, and firm ground of salvation. Hallelujah. My God, we are not on sinking sand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. His ways are not hidden from us. All we have to do is get in it and come to know him. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I'm going to ask tonight, amen. Sister Tammy, I see you on. Are you sharing tonight?
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I learned that God, walking with God is serious. His word doesn't return void, but it sets out to do what he wants it to do and accomplishes that where he sends it. And that it, what he, when we read it, it's like a, what I also got was it's like a two-edged sword, and it splits, and it take it what it does, it divides the flesh from the spirit, and I think in my heart that it sets your heart where to be the living word like Jesus is, and we got to obey the word, and no other word, you know. Will last. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Lord's word will not pass away. And that we go by his word, and we're to be obedient to God, obedient to the order that God has put before us, and to be and to be obedient to the word. If you follow the word. I heard you say the Lord spoke through you. He desires obedience more than sacrifice. So we're to be obedient to the word of God, to the Lord and to the word of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. We thank God for that share. Amen. To the woman of God, amen. The things that stood out for her. And I just love how she concentrated on the word. Amen. The power of the word itself. Amen. God's word is powerful. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God, if we could just come to know the power in his word that is spirit and life and that contains his faith and his creative power. Amen. Mm-hmm. God's word to manifest is not dependent on you. Hallelujah. Amen. The word is able to accomplish. When I'm looking for my children to do something, amen, I plant the word of God because I know that that word goes in as a seed. The seed dies and it sprouts up as a life. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I told my daughter, my oldest daughter, I wanted her to go to law school. When she came up out of, what do you call it? It was undergrad. From Ithaca College. She came out of there, and I told her I want her to go to law school. She said to me, Mom, if you want to be an attorney, if you want to turn in family, you're going to have to go yourself. Listen, I planted a word. I wasn't concerned. I held my peace, and I prayed. Hallelujah. She went. She had a degree in applied psychology and in finance, a double degree, graduated cum laude, amen, magna cum laude, amen, and she went to do hair. Made me take out another loan so she could be a hairstylist, amen. 3 years later did she come back and say, Mom, I'm ready to be an attorney. I said, let's do it. Hallelujah. I planted a seed. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
So we have to, hallelujah. Listen, this is the power of God. Hallelujah. I planted a seed. Hallelujah. You got to know that your words are life and death, blessings and curses. You got to watch what you speak because whatever you release out of your mouth, that thing is working. Hallelujah.
Right.
It's working. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. So we have to be mindful what we say, my God, about one another, to one another. Amen. About our children, our family, our spouses. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to be mindful. And if you know anything about your word, I know that my word carries weight. Hallelujah. It's a weighty word. It's a weighty word. Kabod, the glory of God. It's a weighty word. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. It is backed by the resources and the economy of God. It's a weighty word. Hallelujah. My God, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So come to know the weight of your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Octavia, you sharing tonight?
Yes, praise the Lord. Thanks, Apostle, Bishop, and everyone who's on the line in their respectable places. I got on the line a little bit late tonight, but from what I heard, you know, it brought me to Matthew chapter 6 and 33. So I'm going to paraphrase, and it goes, "Seek you first the kingdom of God." You know, and that scripture is that is God's guarantee of God's provision. And then after that, as I continue to listen, it brought me to Mark 11:22. Which to me, I call that God-like faith. And the scripture reads, and Jesus answering said unto them, "Have faith in God." You know, and then as she kept on going on, and then it brought me to Hebrews 13:7. And I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, and it goes, "Remember them which have the rule over you." So it's talking about the leaders that God placed here. They have ruled over us, which took me to the Hebrews 13:17. You know, and so what I got from it is obedience, to have faith, seek God, and while seeking Him, have faith while doing that, but have God-like faith in doing that. Amen. He said, once you seek Him and have faith, and everything, that all these things is going to be added unto you. But in the process of doing that, when He placed you under a leader, you are to obey them as you will obey God. Because as them being leaders, the anointing that He has placed on them, right? So when you're dealing with them, you're dealing with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So if you disrespect the leader, you disrespect God. So obeying. Amen. Obeying, and you know, a lot of people have trouble doing that, but when you obey, it humbles you. You know, it teaches you to be quiet even though your flesh want to speak. So that's what I got from it.
Amen. We thank Sister Octavia for that share, beloved. Amen. And leaders, Christ led by humility and servanthood, and that's how we lead. We serve. Amen. We serve. And in serving, we're leading the way in obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. We're showing you the way to live as an example. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I love to share through the woman of God and the scriptures that she brought in. It brings us to honoring, amen, that honoring, honoring authority. If God anoints someone and set them in place and you're up under that ministry, that's God extending His authority. Yes, when they are speaking, amen, you should believe that it is as God is speaking, amen. But the Bible does say, try every spirit by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I'm good at that. Hallelujah. And when I try the Spirit by the Spirit, it's not just in others. Sometimes you got to try the Spirit by the Spirit of what's speaking to you. Sometimes in your mind there's things going on. The enemy will deal with you at a speed of a thought. Hallelujah. So before, hallelujah, before I'm looking at anybody else, I'm trying my own thoughts. Amen. Casting down imagination and pulling down strongholds, not being quick to anger. Amen. Why? Because, hallelujah, I don't want to let the serpent use my tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it's a discipline war. And so leaders are leaders because, hallelujah, and I hope that this had taken place, that they went through the process of growing up in Christ and being disciplined. Amen. Hallelujah. And growing into the heart of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that they can serve with humility and servanthood. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But that still does not mean that you don't obey, as the woman of God said, that you don't submit and surrender, because that's what the word of God said. And I just want to share with you guys when she said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have a problem seeking what we don't know. And so the Bible tells us in Romans 14:17 tells you mm-hmm. what the kingdom of God is. For the kingdom of God is not meat, is not eating or drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? In the Holy Ghost. That's why I try to minimize certain things concerning the church. Hallelujah. When it comes down to, you know, the functions, when people are not disciplined enough to handle such a function. Amen. Hallelujah. That the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking. This thing is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We got to begin to seek and develop a relationship, a total surrender to the Spirit. Amen. Because all of your provision is coming by way of Him. The joy, the peace, the righteousness, the imputed righteousness of God is coming by way of His Spirit. Amen? And so that means that you have to get intimate with the Spirit. Amen? An intimate relationship. Amen? Spend time with Him. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up in the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I just wanted to say that, but that was an excellent share. Sister Octavia, woman of God, we bless God for you, amen, being on tonight, amen. And we're going to move on with the share so that everyone can share. We don't want to leave anyone out. Brother Golden, Darryl Golden, you on tonight? Are you sharing?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Praise God. All is well.
All right. I just wanted to say what I took from the Bible study tonight is your salvation. If you have salvation, it will truly carry you through. And not only when you keep your salvation in the worst of times, because, you know, it's a lot, again, going on in the world, and your salvation to me would know you what's right in your heart and what's truly wrong. You say, the mark of the beast is always out here. He's going to be nonstop until basically you're dead when he tries to conquer and take over you. He does not care who he inflicts or in your life that's close to you or even yourself to bring you down to fall into the traps of hell. So, you know, you made a key word tonight that I even saw in the movie, you know, not to take away from what we're doing, not to sensationalize Hollywood, but I remember in the movie, I forget the movie, but you took it right out of the movie, The Power of Price Compels You, and you said it again tonight. Mm-hmm. And I forget the name, if anybody wants to chime in and remember the name of the movie, the girl had a demon just taking over, doing foul, nasty things. And man kept saying the power of Christ, because he was showing you must hold on to your salvation. That's, you know, right. When they're hollering and screaming at home and they're cussing and raising all kinds of hell at your job and telling lies on you and you know it's not true, or things are just coming at you that you know are the devil, you hold on to God's salvation.
That's,
you know,
right.
And no matter what they can do to you, they know if you hold the salvation, you will conquer it. You know, I see so much going on today. I try to even watch the news because at times it can be so negative, and I know, you know, I'm not going to get into what the news does other than, in my opinion, it's a lot of things they do to sensationalize things to make you watch it, which is of hell. So, you know, if you try to take some positive away, you know, they have a motive to do things to make you keep watching, shooting, killing, or rape. I'm not saying these things are not going to go anywhere, but, you know, don't sensationalize it. And, you know, everybody talking about, you know, this Trump stuff going on, impeachment. You know, I'm not even getting caught up in that because there's something wrong and no salvation in that stuff.
Amen.
My whole point is, you know, is all areas of your life, you know, and another thing you said best was having an intimate relationship with God. You know, a lot of us, we get, you know, I don't know if you're single or you're still married, we want to have an intimate relationship. Well, God wants the same thing, too. Bible study.
Amen.
Going to church. You know, like what we do here midweek is so powerful. You know, everybody call this hump day. I call this hump Bible week because, you know, we all need this to make it because it's hard out here. But if you hold on to God's faith, none of the trappers of the world will conquer you. I know it's not easy, and souls may fall by the wayside, but if you pick yourself back up and say, I'm holding on to salvation, because I know that he has prepared a place for me. And that's what keeps me going. So one thing I took in key term tonight was what you said, salvation. And I took what you said when you said the power of Christ compels you from a famous Hollywood movie to get it. So, you know, that's my little funny side, but at the end of the day, you must hold on to salvation to survive in this world. Because trust me, it just seems like it's hopeless. As they say, when God's not through with you yet, your salvation will happen. Finally happen.
Amen. Amen.
That's all I have
Amen.
To say.
Amen. 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 We thank Brother Daryl Golden for that share. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad Hallelujah. That he brought up that impeachment. Amen. Because God is sovereign in his rule. God is sovereign in his rule. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are the church. Amen. And we are to pray for our civil leaders. Amen. We have to be mindful and not be distracted by the cares of the world. Hallelujah. Because Amen. God is revealing. All of this is in the Bible anyway, concerning the signs of the times and the things that will be happening. All of it is in the Word, is in the Word of God. And listen, the world wanted a king. Israel wanted a king. Amen. Hallelujah. It was no one but God as their king, and they wanted a king. And so, listen, we have to deal with this stuff here, but know that, amen, the gates of hell is not going to prevail against this church. Hallelujah.
That's
amen.
Right.
The
That's
church
right.
of God.
Amen.
And I'm talking about amen. The entire church. It's only one new man, one body. Amen. And the gates
amen.
Of hell is not going to prevail. We're going to be victorious. We are victorious. Not going to be. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to speak it in the future.
Amen.
We are. Hallelujah. Right now. Now, faith. Amen. Sister
That's
Tammy
right.
Williams, are you sharing tonight? Good to, I got you already, Sister Tammy. Sister Latasha.
Yes. Hello.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. How are you?
Good. I'm blessed. I just wanted to say basically about, you know, yeah. salvation. You know, this came to my foot. It's like, you know, your salvation should be also how you embrace people. You know, showing people the love of God. You know, God is about unity, peace, love, joy. You know, not division, separation, gossiping, backbiting. You know, that kind of stuff, you know, is the fruit of the Spirit of God is all about humility. You know, and as humans, sometimes we make mistakes, you know. But my whole concept is, you know, what I've got from it, gotten from the lesson is, you know, salvation is also about even when you evangelize into people, you're coming to them with the word of God. And the word of God, in my opinion, should be to build people up, to bring people together. You know, and if I can't say anything positive or having a positive environment or to try to bring the word to people to, you know, to make them feel good in educating them on what the little bit I know, then I wouldn't bother with it. Because for me, I'm accountable for what comes out of my mouth and how I talk to people, you know, and my motives. You know, so for me, getting a lesson today, I thought on myself, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, when I go out and talk to people, you know, I have to have the right motive. You know, whoever I come into contact with, you know, I have to have the mind of Christ as opposed to, you know, giving people encouragement, building people up, not separating them. And, you know, I want to feel good when you leave out from my presence, you know. So at the end of that, that's pretty much what I got. And just being accountable and, you know, what comes out of my mouth, God is listening, you know, and that's what I got. And at the end of the day, my whole motto is only God can judge people, you know, and that's it. That's how I feel. Amen.
Very good.
Amen. Woman of God, thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm glad that you was able to apply it to yourself, because that's one of the things that when I hear the word, I do, I apply it to myself first. Amen. Hallelujah. I have to digest it and regurgitate it. Amen. Before I can begin to look around. Amen. Sometimes I don't even get a chance to look around because it's so good with me. But this is not a feel-good religion or a feel-good word. And I just want to say to you all that sometimes it don't feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But it is for the saving of the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So let's not get caught up in emotions, because I know there's times when I've gotten the word and I've cried. Hallelujah. Amen. God has spoken things to me, and it brought me to tears. It didn't feel good at all, especially things that he wanted to grow me up out of. And, you know, sometimes when you come to the knowledge, amen, of the Son of God, and see, you know, how you've been lacking or how you've been living or how you've been missing a mark, amen, that stuff will humble you. To be marred as clay on a potter's wheel doesn't always feel good. The breaking doesn't always feel good. So, beloved, I want to tell you, you know, this is not a feel-good religion, hallelujah. This is an empowering, cleansing, eternal life-giving, amen. We don't want y'all to be deceived that you're going to come in and feel good. This is not, the church is not entertainment, and the kingdom of God have an order. And so we want y'all to know what y'all can expect, amen, hallelujah. Do you think that Gehazi probably wanted to feel good, amen, hallelujah, right? But he got cursed with leprosy. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he was disobedient. Listen, give me the truth and save my soul.
Yes.
Amen. Right. Tell, amen. Give me the truth of the word. I don't care if it don't feel good. I don't care if I hurt, if I cry. Amen. Because I know that when someone told me I was a sinner, that didn't feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. Who you calling a sinner? Amen. Hallelujah. But it was the truth. I was a sinner. My God, I was in need of a savior. Amen. And God had to show me, amen, no drinking, no cursing, no drugs, no nothing, but I still needed a savior. Amen. That's, I was sick on the inside, and God showed me that. And I cried like a baby. It didn't feel good to hear that the way I viewed the homeless man that God allowed me to develop a relationship with at the gas station. I say a relationship with, a passing relationship, because God was showing me something about me. He stink on the outside, but I was stink on the inside. When God revealed that to me, that was who I was, and this is how he made me free, oh boy, I cried like a baby, hallelujah. Because who would have known that I was stink, amen, with my parfum. Amen, I had some good expensive parfum. But this is a spiritual thing. And so what the word of God does, the word of God brings a spiritual cleansing. Amen. This is why our mind must be spiritualized, that we can understand spiritual things, that we won't apply the things of God, amen, to the physical. And so what I understand is that's why God gave us leaders, because with the leaders, amen, people are born of the Spirit, but they're born of babe. But you're growing and you're growing, so we constantly feeding, constantly teaching through the word of God, amen. And so we want to give you the truth here. And we're not going to lie to you, amen, hallelujah, or deceive you, amen, hallelujah. The truth of the word, the truth will make you free, amen. And we're going to love you right, hallelujah, amen. We're going to love you right. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I like to tell people, if it be the word of God, sometimes people get mad. Amen. Listen, Apostle Paul said, do I become your enemy because I told you the truth? This is true. Hallelujah. Have I become your enemy because I told you the truth? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to see your soul saved, and we want your name to remain in the Lamb book of life. Amen. And it don't always feel good. Amen, beloved. And so we just want to encourage you all today, but woman of God, ultimately, and what I shared is an encouragement to you. Amen. Hallelujah. That if it don't feel good sometime, Apostle said it's not going to always feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, and I spoke the perspective of God. Hallelujah. Not my perspective, but his perspective. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all be encouraged. If it don't feel good, don't go away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything that feels good to you ain't good for you. A homeless man told me that on the train. And I turned to my friend and said, who are you and what you want from me? I told him that, because he came and said that to me. And I was feeling good, too, and looking good, too. And I turned and I said, who are you and what you want from me? I took that as, I said, that was God speaking to me. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I ain't playing with this thing. I'm trying. He was homeless, but to me, that was God. Hallelujah. Everything that feel good to you ain't good for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This ain't no feel-good religion. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's
my
right.
God. Amen. Prophet DJ Williams, are you sharing tonight?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, women of God.
It's joy to my soul, anyhow. Thank you, Jesus. The truth has set me free. Thank you.
That's right.
Because one day I said, I'm not no sinner, huh? But I was a liar.
Hallelujah.
But I just like to say thank you, Jesus, because this morning when I read the Word of God, I was in John 3. And
that's right.
All of, and you know, I've been there before. It said a man must be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. And then at verse 5, it said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So I wondered to myself, well, I knew that, but this is the reason why. Tonight, when we read about the prophet and Naaman the and his servant, verse 10 says to me, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous.
My God.
And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Right there in verse 11 was a repentance, and in verse 10 was where the sin began.
Amen.
God was angry.
That's right.
It says,
yes.
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. So can we imagine what it would be like if God departed from us?
My God.
But the love of our God, because of Jesus Christ, he had mercy on Miriam. And he placed the law, L-A-W, upon her. She got her punishment of 7 days. God was merciful to even give them the law. If the father spat on her, what her punishment would be. So he gave her her punishment.
Jesus.
And when the 7 days was over, she could come back.
That's
so
right.
When God said over in John, about being born again, I saw that tonight when we read that, because I had wondered, why did I read that again? And this was the reason why. Because God was just reminding me and all of us that repentance is always going to be necessary or you will not make it.
That's
you
right.
can hold on to salvation, but the Word of God lets us to know that we got to work out our own soul salvation. So when we continue to come to Bible study, God, our Father, is continuing to spoon feed us that we might make it because his love for us by sending by way of his Son wrapped up in the likeness of sinful flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. And his resurrection power gave birth to us.
That's
with
right.
the faith of the Son of God. There's many different kinds of faith, but I want to be in the faith of God. The
Amen.
Faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
I want to make this journey because the one who loved me so much gave me life while I was walking around in sin.
Amen.
And destined to go to hell.
Amen.
But he had mercy on me. And the word of God makes me understand. When God suffered, that word suffered means to me he experienced. He experienced for me.
Yes.
The pain of death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Could not hold him down because he was God. But his love for me intervened, intercede for me to be saved. And I'm going to hold on to that.
That's right.
And because I don't want, we did have a lesson about your name being blotted out of the life book, the book of life. But I'm going to hold on to mine.
I know that's right.
I know he suffered for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For me.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. He suffered for me. He experienced it for me to not have to suffer it. And whatever comes against this physical body, when I pray and rebuke it and denounce it, I know Jesus already overcame it. But if he lets it stay there, it's okay, because I got a body that's not made by hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's what I got out the lesson tonight, because this morning he said, you must be born again. You can't even see the kingdom.
That's right.
But he let me see why.
Hallelujah.
He the Lord keeps you in, it schools you, the Lord keep you chained. But Jesus set me free by the Spirit of his love.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
that's
name,
right.
That's what I got.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The prophet being on the line tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my God.
To God be the glory.
Rich, hallelujah. Rich with spirit and life, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That would bring us to a place of rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let the prophet speak. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God for that revelation, beloved. And when y'all get to listen to it again, go back to the scriptures and the revelation also, all through the teaching, but especially what the prophet brought out. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Because we do not want the spirit to depart from us. God is instructing us all through his word. Hold on to your salvation. Hold on to Christ. Hallelujah. Lay aside every weight that will easily beset you. Don't hold on to pride and foolishness. Amen. Hallelujah. Let it go, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Bible tells us that if we're faithful to repent, that he's faithful to forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to rush to rejoice and hallelujah. Come on and get your praise. Come on and get your praise in. Come on and get it in. Get it in. Get it in. Hallelujah. Oh, Shabbat.
Yes, Lord God. Jesus is Lord.
Lord is the schoolmaster.
That's right. Great. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let it happen for the glory of your name. Pentecost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back to
we thank God for the power in his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Mm. The kingdom of God is not talk but power. Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Bringing hearts to repentance, transforming minds. Mm. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. Healing the sick, raising the dead. Hallelujah. Mm. Expelling demons. So listen, this is the power of the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for the study tonight. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We just want to extend the invitation to salvation tonight. For this is why we preach, why we teach, why we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just to be able to extend the invitation of salvation. If there be one on the line tonight, hallelujah. If you found yourself in backslidden condition, if your heart was pricked tonight by the word of God, hallelujah, and God is bringing you to repentance, hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of the gospel tonight, hallelujah. Your eternal life is at stake. Let's hold on to Jesus. If it may be one on the line that does not know him in the pardon of their sin, hallelujah. We offer you salvation tonight. Huh? For the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. According to Romans 10:9-11, that if you believe with your heart, hallelujah, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he has resurrected, that you shall be saved. The simplicity, amen, hallelujah, of believing and confessing it, hallelujah. Yeah. And I just want to walk you through the sinner's prayer tonight for those on the line, hallelujah, that feel the unction to repent, hallelujah, Jesus. And for those that will listen to the recording later, my God, hold fast to your faith, beloved. Lord Jesus, here I am a sinner.
Here I am a sinner.
In my sin.
In my sin.
Come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins. I believe that you are Lord. And I believe that you resurrected. And I promise to serve you the balance of my day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For every soul that would hear this gospel tonight and hallelujah, or in the future, and heart be pricked and believe, Father, we commit them unto you. Hallelujah, that you will finish the good work that you started in them. Hallelujah, Lord, we commit them into your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, my God, that you will keep them and develop them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood. And every sheep need a shepherd. We welcome you to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We're located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Amen. And our number is 800-373-6948, extension 801 if you're in the Westbury, New York area. If you're in the Texas area, reach out to Apostle Evie Wright of Spices Ministry. Amen. That number is 800-373-6948, extension 814. Amen. Or Prophetess Kobina in Georgia of Kingdom Living Fellowship. And that number is 800-373-6948. I believe is extension 815, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Any one of our daughter or son's ministry, the FCC in India, amen. If someone from India is listening, amen. Pastor David Kazapariti, I believe his name is the correct pronunciation. Amen. 50 pastors in India under our covering. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wherever you find yourself, we invite you to come out in fellowship. If you need prayer, call us. We will pray with you, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You need to be developed and enriched and, hallelujah, learn how to live this new life in Christ. All old things has passed away. and all things has become new, and you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. I just want to honor my husband tonight, Bishop Isaac Walter Hurd. Amen. I bless God for the man of God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I just had to honor the man of God tonight. Hallelujah. Bishop, do you want to say anything tonight or hallelujah before we release this line?
The Holy Spirit is telling me that the power that was allowed to be able to speak through those that spoke tonight is more than enough. We
Amen.
Got such a doggy bag, but in my mind, all I think about was Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and I think about the brother Naaman. Just he had a great fall. There was so much pride in him. So many of the things about, you know, how he felt about himself. But I think about when he had to go home and take off his royal military garbs and look in the mirror and realize truly who he actually was. It just reminds me about Humpty Dumpty, you know, had a great fall. And, you know, he was on that wall. He was high up. But that fall was great. And God shows me about that hidden brokenness brokenness isn't the same thing as healed brokenness. Amen?
Amen.
So that hidden brokenness is not the same as healed brokenness. So many of us are hiding brokenness, but I need us to learn from what we learned today in this lesson, you know, to lay it before God so that God can heal that. Amen?
Amen.
And, Amen.
Just because you hide it and fool the people at church, just because every public arena of your life seems great doesn't mean your brokenness is healed. Public perception
Amen.
Doesn't make up for our resolved private pain. Let me say that
Amen.
Again. Public Amen. Perfection doesn't make up for our resolved private pain. Amen. I wrote a lot, but after prophetess dropped it like it was hot, I just said I need to leave it alone. Amen. I'm just going to say this. It was so good. I wrote so much listening to you, Apostle, that I think God is going to lead me. He switched me. All of what I've been studying for the last couple of days in writing, he switched me because of that. Because that touched some pain in my life. That touched some things
Amen.
That I thought I was delivered from, and I had to look at. And Naaman was a good example for my life. So if he allows me to share that Sunday, I think I'm going to do that. You just changed
Amen.
Me, baby. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad that we reverted back to the man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hidden brokenness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
And beloved, all we have to do is get transparent, naked, and unashamed before God and let him
That's
fix
right.
it. Amen. I'm not talking
Amen.
About him, man. I'm talking
we
about God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's hard to look at yourself. Hallelujah. That's why I said
right.
that this is not a feel-good religion, because when you got to confront your own brokenness, it hurts. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Man, I don't feel good about this. You want to be whole? You got to confront this stuff. Amen.
Amen. Fix it. Amen. Fix it.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. I thank God for that revelation to our bishop, and I'm truly looking for Sunday service. Amen. Beloved, tomorrow we do have evangelism service at 8 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
PM, we want you all to get on the same conference line. We're going to be teaching on evangelism, amen, that you know how to be a witness. Hallelujah. My God,
amen.
He's going to train you up, give you the tools that you need. Hallelujah. You won't say you didn't get it from Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to feed you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to instruct you in righteousness. Amen. I'm going to ask, hallelujah,
yes.
that Prophet Deidre Williams close us out in prayer if she can. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we're going to go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
I'd like to continue behind Apostle Asia Herb in the Holy Ghost using you to give the altar call, because the word God continues to say, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? It doesn't say in whom they have not heard. It says in whom they have not believed. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Amen.
And how shall they hear without a preacher? Be encouraged to continue to preach the word and share the word and give the word. It's the love of Christ that abides in you, reaching forth, going abroad, like the rivers split from Eden. Just continue to stay flat-footed and be encouraged. God is not mocked. And may the Lord continue to watch between us as we leave from the prayer line. Pray ye one for another and intervene and intercede, and remembering the days when we were still outside the gate, and let the love of Christ be in us flowing towards those souls, because Christ died for each and every one of them once and for all.
Amen.
And may he keep us safe from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, over, under, around the dangerous highways, the byways, the elevators, the subways, in each and every way he allows us to take. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Beloved Jesus. Amen. And serve the Lord and be a witness. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.